Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The estimate is based off of 2019 planted acreage of 13.8 million bales as projected in March and a 9% abandonment rate, which is much lower than in 2018. Currently, almost all cotton producing areas have adequate soil moisture. However, in the Mid-South, producers are experiencing planting delays due to flooding and excessive moisture. As of May 12, 26% of the cotton acreage had been planted as compared to the 5-year average of 32% for the U.S.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
With 40% of the acreage planted in Georgia as compared to the 5-year average of 32%. In the Mid-South, planting progress is well below the 5-year average. Only 17% of the acreage had been planted in Mississippi as compared to the 5-year average of 47%.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA has projected 2019 U.S. exports of 17 million bales. This results in ending stocks of 6.4 million bales for 2019, which would be the highest level since the 2007 crop year. If the U.S.-China trade dispute continues to escalate, it may be difficult to export 17 million bales without increased exports to China. Lower exports, higher U.S. planted acreage, or lower abandonment could lead to even higher ending stocks for 2019. World production is estimated to increase to 125 million bales in 2019, which is 7 million bales higher than in 2018, largely due to increases in the U.S. and India. Consumption is projected to increase to 126 million bales, while world trade is expected to increase by over 3 million bales, mostly due to an increase in China's imports. A larger world crop, along with the ongoing U.S.-China trade disruptions, could put additional pressure on prices for the 2019 crop year.